Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Right of the People, Democracy, and the Case for a New American Founding by Osita Nwanavu, is a contemporary argument about why American democracy feels stuck and why incremental reform may be insufficient. Drawing on political history, constitutional development, and the realities of modern governance, the book examines how the United States ended up with institutions that often translate popular majorities into minority rule. Nwanavu connects today's recurring crises of legitimacy to long-standing design choices, from the structure of Congress and the Electoral College to the judiciary's outsized power and the hurdles to constitutional change. The central claim is not simply that democracy is in trouble, but that the country's constitutional order has repeatedly been remade in practice without being honestly refounded in principle. By making the case for a new founding, the book challenges readers to think beyond policy disputes and toward the deeper rules that shape political outcomes, representation, and citizens' ability to govern themselves. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why American institutions drift away from majority rule, a core theme is the gap between democratic ideals and the way power is actually distributed in the United States. The book frames this as more than partisan grievance. It is a structural problem built into institutions that were never designed to produce straightforward majority rule across a large, diverse society. The Senate gives equal power to unequal populations, the Electoral College can elevate a presidential minority, and districting practices can entrench winners independent of shifting public opinion. Nwanavu treats these features as incentives that shape party strategies, legislative behavior, and what kinds of coalitions are rewarded. When the rules routinely translate broad public preferences into gridlock or loss, citizens are nudged towards cynicism, and elites gain room to govern without durable consent. The discussion points toward a key diagnostic democratic breakdown often begins not with a single dramatic coup, but with repeated experiences of being overruled by design. By tracing how institutional arrangements create systematic bias, the book pushes readers to judge democracy by outputs and responsiveness, not just by the presence of elections. It also clarifies why reform proposals that ignore structure can feel like treating symptoms rather than causes. Secondly, constitutional development as a series of partial refoundings. Another important topic is the idea that the United States has already undergone multiple episodes that functioned like refoundings, even when they were not formally labeled as such. The Reconstruction era, the New Deal settlement, and subsequent expansions and contractions of federal authority are presented as moments when political conflict forced a new understanding of rights, citizenship, and the scope of democratic government. Yet the constitutional framework has remained unusually difficult to amend, creating a mismatch between lived political reality and the official text that claims to authorize it. This tension encourages governance through improvisation, courts, administrative agencies, party coalitions, and informal norms do the heavy lifting while the amendment process stays mostly frozen. The book's argument implies that this arrangement can produce instability because changes occur without a clear democratic mandate or an updated constitutional consensus. By treating constitutional history as contested and ongoing, Nwanavu invites readers to see today's conflicts not as unprecedented chaos, but as the latest stage in a recurring struggle over who the people are and how they rule. The payoff of this lens is strategic. If prior generations reshaped the regime under pressure, then a deliberate democratic refounding is imaginable rather than utopian. Thirdly, the counter-majoritarian toolkit, courts, veto points, and deadlock, the book highlights how American governance is saturated with veto points that allow determined minorities to block legislation and entrench their preferences. Beyond the Senate itself, supermajority requirements, the filibuster tradition, committee gatekeeping, and the separation of powers make it hard to translate electoral wins into policy. Nwanavu links this to the expanding political role of courts, which can invalidate legislation and shape national policy through constitutional interpretation. The result is a system where controversial issues are often routed away from ordinary democratic bargaining and into arenas less directly accountable to voters. This is not merely an abstract constitutional critique. The practical consequence is that citizens may experience democracy as an endless campaign with little governing payoff, while interest groups and disciplined factions learn to exploit bottlenecks. The book's framing also illuminates why public trust can collapse even when participation is high. People vote, yet outcomes feel disconnected from the electorate's preferences. By dissecting how counter-majoritarian mechanisms interact, the narrative pushes readers to consider whether legitimacy requires more than procedural continuity. It asks what it would mean to redesign institutions so that elections matter, majorities can govern, and minorities are protected through rights and fair representation rather than through permanent obstruction. Fourthly, political economy, inequality, and the limits of procedural reform Nuanavu ties democratic fragility to the distribution of economic power, arguing that procedural fixes alone may not restore meaningful self-government if wealth and market dominance can routinely overpower popular preferences. The book explores how inequality influences campaign finance, media ecosystems, lobbying, and the boundaries of what is considered politically possible. When policy agendas become narrow and technocratic, many voters interpret politics as unresponsive, fueling anger and susceptibility to demagogic appeals. This topic also emphasizes that democratic renewal is not only about new rules for elections, but about the capacity of democratic institutions to deliver material security and a credible public purpose. A government that cannot address housing, healthcare, wages, or regional decline will struggle to sustain legitimacy, even if its elections are fair. The analysis suggests that some institutional arrangements magnify economic power, for example, by making legislation so difficult that only well-resourced actors can navigate the process. By connecting political structure to economic outcomes, the book positions democracy as a system of collective decision-making with distributive stakes, not merely a set of rights. That perspective supports the larger claim that a new founding would need to confront both the architecture of government and the socioeconomic conditions that allow democracy to function. Lastly, the case for a new founding and what it would demand, the culminating topic is the argument that the United States may need a new founding, a broad, democratic effort to rethink constitutional design, representation, and the relationship between citizens and the state. Nuanavu presents this less as a call for abstract perfection and more as an answer to a legitimacy crisis that recurring elections cannot solve. A new founding, in this framing, would require mechanisms that translate popular majorities into governing authority while maintaining robust protections for civil liberties and political minorities. It would also need to clarify what democratic accountability looks like in a modern administrative state, where expertise and bureaucracy are unavoidable but must be tethered to public control. The book implicitly raises questions about feasibility, how to build coalitions for structural change, how to avoid elite capture of reform processes, and how to design institutions that remain democratic under polarization and information fragmentation. By pushing readers to imagine constitutional politics as a living project, the book reframes citizenship as active authorship rather than passive reverence. Whether one agrees with the scale of change proposed, the topic forces a serious reckoning with the possibility that the system's failures are not accidental. If the rules are producing predictable distortions, then choosing new rules becomes a democratic responsibility, not a radical indulgence. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who feel that day-to-day political news misses the deeper reasons American government seems unable to respond to public demands. It will appeal to students of constitutional history, civic-minded voters, organizers, policy professionals, and anyone curious about why elections can coexist with persistent gridlock, minority rule, and declining trust. The benefit is conceptual clarity. By connecting institutional design to legitimacy, representation, and economic power, the book helps readers evaluate reforms not by partisan advantage, but by whether they strengthen self-government. That shift can change how you interpret debates about voting rights, courts, the Senate, and federal power, and it can sharpen your sense of what is politically at stake when procedural norms erode. Compared with many democracy crisis books that focus mainly on norms, misinformation, or individual leaders, Nuanavu emphasizes the constitutional and structural incentives that repeatedly generate the same outcomes. That makes the argument feel more durable than diagnoses tied to a single election cycle. It is worth buying if you want a big-picture framework that integrates history with present-day dysfunction and treats constitutional change as a legitimate democratic tool rather than an unthinkable rupture. Even skeptical readers can use it as a rigorous prompt to define what a healthier American democracy would require. If you would like to support Osita Nuanavu, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.